The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus, that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Good day, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Here's a statement for you. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Now, that's a pretty important statement because, well, if you have any kind of a reflective life at all, you'll realize that life is very short. Even the longest life is frighteningly brief. None of us knows how long it's going to last. None of us knows when it's going to end. You'll also realize that eternity is mind-boggling. 100,000 years of 100,000 times over isn't even a drop in the bucket or a grain of sand compared with all the grains of sand at all the beaches in all across the world. It's unfathomable. So Jesus says the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. You want to sit up and take notice. What does it mean? Does it mean that we're supposed to imitate children in every aspect of their behavior? Does it mean that you're not supposed to act your age? Right? No, couldn't possibly mean that. The key is understanding the difference between what it means to be childish and what it means to be childlike. So what do we mean when we say that somebody's childish? Well, it means that they're showing those behaviors that are very, very common in children, but that adults are supposed to have outgrown, right? Things like silliness and temper tantrums and name-calling and little fits of fury. Honestly, no humor intended. I think that's why we dislike so many politicians. We see them, we say, "You stop acting like such a child, childish." But childlike, what does that mean? That's the behavior that's very common in children, that's very rare in an adult. And when you see it, you're so grateful that it's still there. Things like simplicity, innocence, and trust. Now, would you believe that those qualities we were created to have? Created to have them. But we lost them by sin. The way God set things up according to your original creation was that you would have related to God naturally as the best of all fathers, in complete simplicity and innocence and wholehearted trust. But sin reversed that. We started to think of God as an enemy. We started to think of God as someone who's keeping good things from us that we can only get if we break his rules. Think prodigal son, right? Father, give me what's coming to me and you get out of the way. An adversarial relationship. That's what sin caused. The childlike innocence was lost. And would you believe that that's what Jesus came to reverse? That's the work of redemption. Let's talk about what the work of redemption is, shall we? It's three things. It means that God redeems us, reconciles us, and justifies us. Quick little word about each. First of all, he redeems us. The Latin word is redimere, and literally it means to buy back. So sin is ultimately an infinite offense. I don't know if you're aware of that, but when the one against whom you offend is infinite, you're incapable by your own finite measures to pay it back. The only one who can pay back that gap, so to speak, to repay back that debt, close that gap, is one who is himself infinite, which is why Jesus is the only Savior. He's the one who's perfectly God and perfectly man, the only one who can bring God and man back together again. He redeems us. However, it's much, much more than that. God is much, much more than a great big divine eraser, right? And I think some people, their relationship with Christ is stunted because that's all they think of Christ as, is a great big divine eraser. And you can't warm up to an eraser. It's much more than that. He doesn't just redeem us. He also reconciles us. Now, there's a Latin word, concilium. I'm sorry, cilium, and it means eyelash. And concilium is when you're eyelash to eyelash with somebody. So the word reconcilium, it means once again to become eyelash to eyelash, such that your relationship with God is restored. He's no longer an enemy, right? He's no longer one who's holding back good things from you. But there's even more than that. He doesn't just redeem us and reconcile us. He also justifies us. Now, this is very mysterious. And you might have a hard time believing that we even teach this as a church, but we do. But that God, by giving you his grace, actually raises you up to his own divine nature. When God became a man, heaven came down to earth, he didn't do it so that he could stay down here on our level. He took on human nature to raise us up to his level. And this is what we mean when we say that the church is the bride of Christ. Jesus Christ isn't a bachelor. He's got a lady. And you go to the book of Revelation and you see that the end of it is a great big wedding between God and his people. Weddings happen between equals. That means that in a way I don't understand, somehow, by the work of God's grace, by the time you're in heaven, he's going to raise you up to his own level. And maybe a good image of that is Cinderella. You know, God doesn't come down to the ashes to hang out in the ashes and the dust. He raises the one who was down in the cinders and the ashes up to the level of royalty. And how does he do it? How does he do it? Well, it's on his offer. And when we accept it, that's when this great work of redemption happens. And honestly, the way we accept it is by willingly embracing the cross. Ladies and gentlemen, where I am, my servant also will be, Jesus once said. If you want to really be with him, you need to be with him right there. And that's where all the work happens. And if what I'm saying doesn't sound the slightest bit familiar to you, it might just be because you haven't yet taken up your cross and followed him. Listen to this. Here's a quote from St. Catherine of Siena. I just gave a retreat on her last weekend, so I got Catherine of Siena on my mind. She says, "He will provide the way and the means such as you could never have imagined. Leave it to him. Let yourself go. You will find yourself entirely. Be brave about everything. Lose yourself on the cross. But just remember to let yourself be crucified in his way, not in yours." Choose to be crucified in his way, not in yours. It's no surprise, really. The cross reverses the curse. It's the means to every blessing. Every soul in heaven has learned this. Let's you and I learn it too. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John Eudes, pray for us.